Mark chapter 14, beginning with verse 53. They led Jesus away to the high priest. All the chief priests, the elders, and the experts in the law gathered together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. He was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for testimony against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands. Yet even on this point, their testimony did not agree. The high priest stepped forward and questioned Jesus. Have you no answer? What is this they are testifying against you? But Jesus was silent and did not answer anything. Again the high priest asked him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? I am, Jesus said. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. The high priest tore his robes and said, Why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They all condemned him as being worthy of death. Then some began to spit on him. They covered his face and struck him with their fists, saying, Prophesy. The guards also took him and beat him. While Peter was in the courtyard below, one of the servant girls of the high priest came there. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked directly at him and said, You were also with the Nazarene, Jesus. But he denied it, saying, I don't know or understand what you're saying. And he went out to the entryway. Then a rooster crowed. When the servant girl saw him, once more she began to tell those standing there, This is one of them. But again he denied it. After a little while, those who were standing there said to Peter, Surely you are one of them, because you are a Galilean. But he began to curse and to swear, I do not know this man you are talking about. Just then, the rooster crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him, Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he broke down and wept.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.